Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. As your Phils drop another one to the Cincinnati Reds. And this is what, the second time they have lost back-to-back games all season. So that's not, you know, necessarily a, I know we like to, you know, after losses, we don't feel great after losses. But look, man, this point in the season right now, only your second time you've lost back-to-back games since what, Atlanta to open the season? It's pretty good. It's pretty good, you know, considering some of the things that, you know, that were, you know, criticized. Not to say that they're not valid criticisms, and we'll get into them, but Phillies are a good baseball team. I believe they're the best team in baseball. I'm going to keep saying that. I know Atlanta's 17-6, and I know the Dodgers added Ohtani this year, and their offense is loaded, and I get it. I still think the Phillies are the best team in baseball right now, just top to bottom, overall, just best roster in baseball. I do, top to bottom, I still think so. But Phils sitting at 15-10 on the year after losing to Cincinnati 7-4 last night. Pretty simple show for you today. I did want to add some bets into the mix, bring some of those back that I did from last year. We'll preview the wrap-up game today for the four-game set where the Phils could hopefully split with the Reds. We'll get into that in just a little bit, but I want to, you know, give you some bets to take. Give you some bets to take. We'll get into around Major League Baseball as well. I haven't done that in a while, but not really able to do, you know, my normal series takeaways. Because it doesn't really make sense for the series to still be going on for me to do takeaways. But with that being said, let's just get into a short recap. You know, some of the key scoring plays from yesterday. Looked good for the Phils early. Top of the first, Alec Bohm with an RBI single. Trey Turner would come around to score. Bohm with another double in the top of the third. Kyle Schwarber would score 2-0 Phils. God, we're going to talk about Alec Bohm, how unbelievable he has been to start the year. My goodness. Bottom of the third, Cincinnati gets on the board with a solo dinger from Will Benson off of Spencer Turnbull. Turnbull, big one we got to talk about. 2-1 at that point, Phils. Top of the sixth, you know, Phils cruising here a little bit. Johan Rojas with an RBI single. Whit Merrifield would score. 3-1 Fightins at that point. And then things get dicey from here for the Phils. Not dicey, just I don't even say downhill, but didn't look great. Bottom of the sixth, you bring Sir Anthony Dominguez in. Santiago Espinal with a 2-RBI single. Two runners would score, 3-3 tie at this point. And then, you know, this inning, not great. This is really the, you know, the point, biggest point of the game for the Phils, you know, for losing this game. Will Benson with an RBI single. Espinal would score, 4-3 Cincinnati. Ellie De La Cruz would then have a ground rule double. Stuart Fairchild would score, 5-3 Cincinnati. And then top of the seventh, Phils would get one back. Whit Merrifield RBI double, 5-4 Cincinnati. But that's pretty much all that the Reds would need at that point, as they would add a few more. Bottom of the seventh, an Espinal sack fly, 6-4 Cincinnati. And in the bottom of the eighth, Spencer Steer would have a sack fly of his own. Ellie De La Cruz would score and secure the win for the Reds, 7-4. And the Phils are now, what, 2-4 against the Reds so far this year? Not great. Cincinnati, bit of a, you know, kryptonite, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. But it's early in the season still. But Cincinnati has not been kind to the Phils to start the year. Hopefully they can, you know, can salvage this, or salvage the series to a certain extent and at least be 3-4 on the year against the Reds. But a lot of things to talk about from this game and where this team is at, you know, in particular. First thing we got to talk about is obviously, I mean, Spencer Turnbull has been unreal. He has been more than unreal. He's been unbelievable for the Phils. He currently, I mean, it was Ranger who had the best ERA in baseball. It technically says Ronaldo Lopez has the best ERA in baseball, but I think Turnbull has more innings. So I don't even know if that's real. I think Spencer Turnbull looks like he has the best ERA in the National League. I don't understand. Like, to a certain extent, I get it. It's Major League Baseball. It is a business. I get that. Turnbull cannot go from the rotation to the bullpen. He cannot. There is no possible way that Spencer Turnbull is going to the bullpen, but it looks like it. And I just can't believe it. I know Spencer Turnbull, he could, you know, he has five great starts. He could have another five starts where he isn't that great. I get it. You cannot have a guy pitching like this out of the gate. Didn't have a bad spring training either. Out of the gate. And take him out of the rotation. I understand you didn't plan it this way, but sometimes things happen. Sometimes Drew Bledsoe gets hurt and Tom Brady comes in. And I'm not saying Spencer Turnbull is Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm using this example. I don't get. It's not like Taijuan Walker. I mean, yes, 4 years, $72 million. He wasn't deserving of that contract. And Spencer Turnbull, it just doesn't. I know the money thing. You got to figure out that a way to make this work. He cannot go to the bullpen. If he's going to the bullpen, make him your opener. And how about he opens with like five or six innings or something? I just don't. It cannot be. It can't. Like, go to a six-man rotation at the very least. It just doesn't. And if you go to a six-man rotation and Turnbull starts to not, you know, be all that great, Then he goes to the bullpen. It just, he has the best ERA in baseball, in the National League, through the first month of the season. And you can't just take, I don't get it. I get it to a certain extent, but I don't get it. There's just no way. It's not like Turnbull's just been okay or solid. Then it's like, okay, we'll bring back Walker. No, he has been amazing. And his stuff looks nasty. His sweeper looks nasty out there. His command looks great. Everything doesn't make sense. Guy's thrown a no-hitter before, too, and he's had good stretch. It just doesn't make sense. Spencer Turnbull. So that's how I feel in that situation. Second takeaway from yesterday's game, Sir Anthony Dominguez. Sir Anthony, maybe I'm just holding on to what Sir Anthony was for me coming up in like 2018 when he was, it felt like going to be the next, you know, like closer for the Phils. Maybe I'm still holding on to that a little bit. I'm not ready to send him down to AAA. You know, I was producing, you know, Jack Fritz last night and you're saying maybe send him down to AAA. You could do what you did for Jose Alvarado, where he went down and then came back up, one of the best relievers in baseball. I'm not there yet. I think you got to get him out of these high leverage spots for sure. I think that's where I'm at right now, is like, just get him out of high leverage spots. Replace him with somebody else. Replace him with Orion Kerkering. Kerkering's back now. Replace him with Orion Kerkering. Give Kerkering the high leverage spots. I don't think you send Sir Anthony Dominguez down yet. I think maybe you take him out of the high leverage spots and you put him in. And I don't even think, I mean, was he even in high leverage spots last night? I don't even think he really was. I mean, what was it, sixth inning? Yeah, sixth inning, and it was a 3-1? Yeah, so it was technically a high, I mean, I guess. But either way, like, Dominguez cannot, like, he's got to be in games when it's like, you know, like at least a 5-run lead or something like that. He can't, or 4 or 5-run lead. I'm just not putting Sir Anthony right out there right now in any type of close game, high leverage spot, anything like that. He just doesn't, it's terrible right now. It's really bad. So Sir Anthony Dominguez, just get out of the high leverage spots at this moment. Maybe put a Ryan Kerkering in those spots. Alec Bohm, what the heck? 4-for-4 last night with a walk, a double, 2 ribbies. He's been unbelievable for your Fightins. My goodness. I mean, that's 21 RBIs now. I feel like that should be more. I guess that is 21 RBIs. The numbers he's putting up right now and what he's doing to the baseball, it's like, this is, I think this, honestly, you guys can tell me, this is what I expected from Alec Bohm, like, coming up as a prospect. This is what I expected from him coming up as a prospect. And I think maybe this is what we all expected from him coming up as a prospect. I mean, he's hitting almost 340 right now. Remember that? Remember that, you know, 2020 COVID year where he came up? 338. He hit 338 with a 400 on base percentage. Right now, 337, 430 OBP, 558 slugging percentage. I mean, those doubles helped last night for sure. OPS, almost 1,000. I mean, Bohm is one of the best hitters on this team right now. And, I mean, obviously. And I just want to, like, point out some of the numbers where he ranks right now. Like, batting average, 6th right now, 337. OBP, 4th at 430. Slugging percentage, 7th, 558. OPS, 6th with the 988. I mean, he's just been so good. He's been unbelievable. Third in doubles. 8, he's just been, this is what I feel like we expected from Alec Bohm coming up. And I'm not saying he needs to, you know, we were expecting him to be like a top 5 to top, necessarily a top 5 or top 10 hitter in baseball, but as far as like production goes, like, it was more closer to this than it was to the hitter that he was, you know, in 2021 through, you know, 2021, 2022, because he was better last year. This is what we expected from Alec Bohm, and I love it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this real? I mean, I don't know if he's going to hit, you know, is he going to have a 180 OPS plus for this year? I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Hey, man, he is a runs batted in machine. Alec Bohm has just been unbelievable. Just feel like this is what we've been looking for, you know, since he came up as a prospect for the Phils. A couple more takeaways. Nick Castellanos, I'm still not sitting. I know there's a lot of people out there, I know, saying, like, you got to sit Castellanos at this point. I'm not there. I'm almost there. I'm getting closer. I told you a couple of days ago, I'm getting closer. Not sitting Casty yet, but I'm very close. An 0 for 5 night last night with the strikeout. It's really bad. I mean, if he's not getting paid as much as he is, he's not getting these at-bats and getting these everyday starts. It just is what it is. But not there yet. Not there yet on sitting Nick Castellanos, but very close. Very, very close to sitting Nick Castellanos. Last thing, Rob Thompson. Now, a lot of people are upset about the moves Thompson made last night, or the moves he didn't make. Not pinch hitting Bryson Stott for Edmundo Sosa in the, was that the seventh inning, I believe. Stott hasn't been great this year. Like, Stott has an OPS plus 61. Like, he has not been great. I'm not totally upset about the Stott stuff. I'm not totally upset about that. Sosa's actually, like, put up decent numbers this year. Not crazy about that. A lot of people were bitching about that last night. Not totally, like, upset about that. I was actually more, like, the thing I was most upset about was probably Thompson deciding to not take, deciding to take Turnbull out after five innings at 89 pitches. Like, that's probably the thing I was most upset about. Not to say that they would have won the game if Turnbull went one more inning. But, I mean, Turnbull's been so good. Turnbull, 89 pitches at that point, just one earned run. It doesn't make sense. Like, let him get to 100 pitches. Let him get one more inning. Like, that didn't make sense to me. I guess it's the whole, you know, saving guys from injuries. I would have let Turnbull go one more inning. That's, like, the only thing that I was, like, really pressed about. Everyone's talking about the pinch hitting situations and the, you know, waiting for so long to get Sir Anthony out of there. Look, it's paid off for Rob Thompson at points for him to trust guys. You know, Johan Rojas, he's trusted Johan Rojas, and look, he's been much better. Has he not? So, I mean, you got to give Rob Thompson a little bit of a leash. You know what I mean? Not just a little bit of a leash. Give him a leash. Let's relax. I do see, like, weird dumb posts about firing Rob Thompson and stuff like that. Let's not do that. Let's preview today's games. Those are all my takeaways from yesterday. A lot of things that are very interesting, intriguing about this team right now. But look, 15-10. I don't think a lot of these things are necessarily, like, terrible things to be talking about, terrible things to be bitching about. Like, the offense has still been better. You know, Castellanos has sucked, but the offense has been better. Thank God for Alec Bohm. You know, Sir Anthony, not great, but most of the bullpen has, you know, been good. So, yeah. So, this team's still in a good spot. Still like this team a lot. Love them. Preview of today's game. You're going to get Zach Wheeler on the mound for your Fightins against Nick Martinez. Nick Martinez currently top 7% in the league in walk percentage. currently holds a 4.76 ERA for Cincinnati, you know, coming from San Diego from the last couple of years, being a starter slash reliever for both San Diego and Texas. So having an okay start to the year into Cincinnati tenure. And then Wheels on the other side. Wheels has been great. Wheels has been great for your Phils. He currently holds a 2.30 ERA. And coming off the what start is he coming off the Chicago start? Yes, the Chicago start where he almost took a no hitter into the eighth, followed up Turnbull. So Zach Wheeler on the mound against Nick Martinez for the Cincinnati Reds. Bets to take. Oh, I haven't done this in a while. I've not talked to you guys about some bets you should take. I mean, you should listen to me. I think the last bets related I did was I did top 5 of 5 when I was producing afternoons there for a little while. I did the top 5 bets you should take on the Philly season. And now I'm going to, let's roll right into some bets in season now. So number one here for bets you should take today against Cincinnati as the Phils wrap up the series against the Reds. Kyle Schwarber hit a homer, plus 250. Hasn't hit a homer yet this series. Has 6 homers on the year so far. He does have a homer in his career against Nick Martinez. So take Kyle Schwarber, plus 250 to hit a dinger. Zach Wheeler, 10-plus strikeouts, and the Phillies to win at plus 410. Definitely would take that. I think the last, 3 or 4 starts, it's been 10 strikeouts. Every other game has been, 10 strikeout games last couple of starts. So take Wheeler, 10-plus strikeouts, and Phils to win. I like the Phils to win this game, split the series with the Reds. Last bet you should take the guy coming back from paternity leave. I think, is he coming back today? I'm pretty sure he comes back today. 95% sure. Today or tomorrow. But he's on FanDuel's list here. So Bryce Harper to record 2-plus hits. I'm probably messing this up, and he's actually not back yet. He's missing 3 games, right? He missed the first 3 games of the Cincinnati series, correct? Yeah, so he's back. I think he's back. Yeah, I probably should have thought about this before I took this bet. But Bryce Harper to record 2-plus hits if he's in there, plus 180. Harper's been, before he took the paternity leave, he was hitting over 300. Take it. 2-plus hits. 2-plus hits in his return today for the Phils from having another kid. So I would take that, plus 180, Bryce Harper. Around Major League Baseball from yesterday. Let's do around National League East first. Mets destroyed the Giants 8-2. The Nats got destroyed by the Dodgers 11-2. And Atlanta and Miami was a very interesting game as Atlanta walks it off in the ninth. 4-3, Atlanta would beat the Marlins. And right now, as the National League East stands, 17-6 in first place, the Braves. I don't think I've done a Phillies Today episode where the Braves weren't in first place. 15-10, Phils in second. The Mets, 13-11, the last team there, over 500 in the NL East. Nats, 10-13. Marlins, 6-20. Miami being Miami, they're 12.5 games back in the standings so far this year. Some other scores as to note in MLB from yesterday. St. Louis 5-1 over Arizona. Baltimore at the Angels 6-5. Mike Trout hit his league leading 10th homer of the year. I believe it's the league leading. Boston 8-0 over Cleveland. Milwaukee in Pittsburgh beats Pittsburgh at home 3-2. Dodgers mentioned there, 11-2 over Washington. Tampa Bay at home against the Tigers, 7-5. Yankees, 7-3 over the Athletics. Houston loses Chicago, 4-3, the Cubs, that is. The Royals, 3-2 over Toronto. Minnesota, 6-3 over the White Sox. Texas over the Mariners, 5-1. And then lastly, San Diego got a W over Colorado, the Rockies at home there, but losing to San Diego, 5-2. So hopefully today, Phils can get, series split, expecting a big game from Wheels. Need the offense to continue to, continue to put up runs, put up four runs last game, or yesterday, excuse me. Want the offense to, continue to, consistently put up runs, and especially for Zach Wheeler, give Zach Wheeler run support, because they haven't really done that so far this season. So, Wheels on the mound, Nick Martinez for the Reds. Take those bets, like I said. Spencer Turnbull, maybe you will be surprised, and Turnbull will be staying in the rotation. But that is going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas, and I will talk to you guys on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.